May 20, Christ's crowning miracle. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. John 12:9. The feast at Simon's house brought many of the Jews together, for they knew Christ was there, and they came not only to see Jesus, but Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. The raising of Lazarus was the crowning miracle of Christ's life. The last test had been given to the Jewish nation. Lazarus had been raised from the dead to bear a testimony for Christ. Many thought that Lazarus would have some wonderful experience to relate. They were surprised when he told them nothing, but Lazarus had nothing to tell. The pen of inspiration has given light upon this subject. The dead know not anything. Their love and their hatred is now perished, Ecclesiastes 9:5-6. But Lazarus had a wonderful testimony to bear in regard to the work of Christ. He was a living testimonial of divine power. With assurance and power, he declared that Christ was the Son of God and asked the people what they would gain by putting Christ to death. Overwhelming evidence was given to the priests in regard to the divinity of Christ, but they had set their hearts to resist all light, and they closed the chambers of their mind that no light might be emitted. The honor shown to Jesus exasperated the scribes and Pharisees. They consulted that they might also put Lazarus to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. John 12:11. The testimony of Lazarus was so clear and convincing that the priests could not resist its argument. Therefore they laid their plans to put Lazarus to death. They purposed to remove Lazarus secretly, and thus less publicity would be given to Christ's death. The end, they argued, would justify the means, but they must not summon Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea to their councils, for then their murderous designs would be opposed. They could bring no charge against Lazarus, yet rather than admit evidence that could not be denied, they plotted to kill him. So will men do when they separate themselves from God. When unbelief once takes possession of the mind, the heart is hardened, and no power can soften it. Manuscript 47, May 20, 1897, Judas.